About her dog. All right, it's time to talk tech. It's a very exciting little segment, this one. There's something coming up that Hayes is going to flip his lid over. Trevor Long's on the blower. Good morning, Trev.
Good morning.
EFTM.com for all your tech stuff. Let's talk about this robot that's cleaning up things in the supermarket. What is it?
It's Woolworth's version of an aisle-checking robot. So it's this very tall, slim robot. It doesn't have arms or legs, so it doesn't look like a humanoid thing. Mm-hmm. But it wanders the aisles looking for spills, looking for dropped things, and also checking the shelves for stock so they can let the people at the back know to bring stuff forward. And if stuff's selling really rapidly, they can let headquarters know and maybe they'll send a truck with more stock. But my biggest problem with this robot is if I have a robot at home, it's going to clean up for me.
Yeah.
This robot spots a spill and then goes,
clean up after.
Someone's still got to come and actually clean up after whatever happens. So,
yeah.
Very strange invention, but you may see that at your local Woolies in the months or while ahead.
By 2020, I kind of thought we'd have Rosie the Robot from the Jetsons in our houses by now.
Very disappointing, isn't it?
Very disappointing.
Forget the cars that zip around in the air. Where's Rosie?
Yeah, exactly. That's right.
Now, a device to keep people at bay, at length, at arm's length. What's this?
Well, picture your local shops. You walk up to the bakery or the butcher and they've got this black tape on the floor, crosses on the ground, and some places even have chairs and tables in between you and the counter so that you don't get close to the staff, as in proper social distancing. Well, I found a product called the Aura Aware, and this Aura Aware is a sensor that can detect how close you are to the counter. If you're too close, it lights up red, and it's this very nice little Perspex kind of sign that shows two people an arrow, and it's red if you're too close. If you step, it goes green. It works beautifully. It's very easy to install. It just sits on the counter, and it's a much more gentle reminder of social distancing, which, frankly, going to be with us for a while.
It is. Now, very exciting news today because you started talking about this story back in July. The PlayStation 5 has finally been announced of a date and the price.
Well, I could tell you right now. Do you really want to know, Hayes?
I do. But tell us why it's going to be so exciting for everyone who doesn't know about this machine.
Look, this is next generation. That's what it's all about. Every 5 years or so, Xbox and PlayStation bring out a brand new console. So we've known about the Xbox One Series X for a while. We've known about the PlayStation 5, but geez, they drag out the suspense, just like I am now, right? They just tell you all the things that are going to happen, and then they tell you the price. So Microsoft last week told us $749, so $750 for the new Xbox, which, by the way, you can get through Telstra on a plan at like $40 a month. So that's actually a really interesting way to approach not having to have that cash up front.
Okay.
But PlayStation, just an hour ago, announced the PlayStation 5 will be available in Australia on November the 12th.
Ooh.
$749.95. And in fact, the one without a disc drive, so the all-digital version, $599. That's a winner.
Ooh, that's pretty good. Do you think more people will go for the digital only because they don't want clutter in the house? They don't want the Blu-ray player or the discs or anything lying around?
I mean, I just don't. If you don't have great internet at home, then you've got to get the disc version.
Yep.
But if you've got good internet, you're mad to buy the disc version for the extra money because you get all the games online. That's the way it is now.
So, Trev, is there talk of there not being enough for everybody? How are they going to cope with the demand for the PS5?
I suspect they're going to have pre-orders and they're going to sell out because I don't think they wanted to sell this thing in November. I think they've had to bring it forward to when Microsoft were announcing because they can't let Microsoft get a head start. But, you know, production's tough in 2020. So if you really, really want one, I would pre-order one the minute pre-orders are available.
Oh, my God, I'm so doing that. Trev, you're amazing. All the info
you're
on the
need
place.
You're going to need a week off.
Yeah, a week, month. All the info is on Trev's website, EFTM.com. The amazing Trevor Long. Thanks for your time this morning, mate.
Cheers, guys.
See ya. And you can find more details on our website as well at bay939.com.au.